This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Last week, I read from a 100-year-old edition of the Greenbush Tribune. In that same paper was an informative column on how to wash blankets. It starts with the following heading: Operation takes time if good work is wanted. Warm water, ammonia, and white soap is recommended. Articles must on no account be subject to rubbing. House cleaning means many wearying tasks, but the worst of them all is washing blankets. It takes a goodly amount of money from the housekeeper's allowance to send these to the cleaners, especially where there is a large family. So the woman who decides to do her own blankets should learn the very easiest way to manage them. Here is one system guaranteed by an experienced housekeeper. Put a half pint of ammonia into a tub and stretch the blankets over it, not allowing them to slip down into the fluid. This should then be covered with lukewarm water. This process allows the fumes of the ammonia to rise through the blanket and loosen the dirt. Good, vigorous squeezing will do the rest. Rinse in a tub of clear, warm water and run lightly through the wringer. Here is another and more complicated method designed for use on very soiled blankets. Air, beat, and brush the blankets out on the line before washing, so that every possible piece of fluff and down is removed. Then shave a couple of bars of good wool soap into a basin. Add it to a pan of boiling water and allow it to gel for a few minutes. Now have a tub or stationary wash tub half full of warm water with a half cupful of ammonia in it. Mix the soap in with this, then put in your blankets. Stir them around with a stick, but do not rub them. Squeeze and souse them up and down. When the top of the water begins to become scummed with dirt, the water should be changed. The second water should be like the first. The sousing process must be repeated until the dirt is removed. Rinse in clear water. Then put them through the wringer, the jaws of which should be very wide apart, or it will make your blankets look stringy, and hang out on the line. Blankets should be hung lengthwise on the line using plenty of pins so that they have no chance to sag. Shade is better than sun for drying them. When they are quite dry, go over them well with a clean whisk broom, brushing with the nap. This makes them delightfully fluffy. Fold away with camphor balls or in moth-proof bags. Well, I for one am very happy to live 100 years after that tutorial was written. We're so lucky to be able to take blankets to the large capacity washers of a laundromat, dump in some laundry products and a few quarters, and walk away while the work is done for us. Every job in those old days took a lot more effort and was done with far less equipment and often homemade cleaning products. Even making soap was quite a process, using stove ashes and rendered fat, cooking it outside in a big kettle. I encourage anyone with their own memories of some of those household jobs to write them down and share them with your local museum. The little kids growing up these days have no idea how much their ancestors went through to keep themselves and their homes clean. The variety of washing machines alone through the years is incredible. And if you remember that the water they used to fill them didn't come from a water heater like we now have, but had to be heated on a wood stove, you'll have some small idea of the big job laundry day was. To even use your wood stove, you would have first had the hard work of chopping down trees and stacking wood to use throughout the year. If you had to heat water in the summer, your house would be hotter than you'd like it, and so many homeowners had summer kitchens in the yard to keep that from happening. So much work, even to keep a modest home going, and I'm sure most people went to bed exhausted every night. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.